Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Alana Rizzo does outstanding work for the Dodgers, MLB Network. She works with Mad Dog Russo as well, and she joins us right now to talk some Braves and Dodgers and then some on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Alana, thanks for coming on with us. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Are you full-time resident back in Los Angeles now, or how are you working at these days?
No, I wish, honestly. I lived in L.A. for 7 years, so basically 2014 through the 2020 season, and then after the Dodgers won the World Series, I actually moved to the East Coast. Yep. My husband was my boyfriend at the time, and we were coast to coast, and his job changed, my job, you know, kind of changed. So I live in Massachusetts, but I still cover the Dodgers in addition to the other 29 major league teams.
So here we are in the Dodgers and Braves, the top two teams in the National League. A nice early litmus test for this season, needless to say.
I think that's a great way to put it. You often talk about measuring stick series, and I think a lot of times when teams go in to play the Braves, that's their measuring stick. When teams go to play the Dodgers, that's theirs. But now I think this is a series in which it's going to be a three-game series of measuring sticks for both teams. And I think it's going to be, you know, pretty indicative of what we're dealing with. Albeit it's May 3rd, I understand that. But these are two of the best teams in the National League. Nobody thinks, at least I don't think, that either one of these teams won't win their respective division. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's star-studded, right? You have 13 combined players currently on these two teams that were all-stars last season. You have both of the MVPs of last year being represented this weekend, and it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top.
I want to big picture about the Dodgers. I know they win in 2020, and I'll tell you honestly, I call it the Baby World Series. That's just me. I don't like. I thought the trophy should have been one third the size of the regular one. Again, that's just me.
You wouldn't say that if it was the Braves winning it.
I kind of would. Because I'll tell you why. Because this leads into my question: is that World Series title satisfying enough to Dodger fans with payroll and division titles? Because I'm going to tell you, if this ends with only one for the Braves, it's going to feel like only one, fair or unfair.
I think there's never a fan that is a fan of a team as good as both of these teams are that's ever satisfied, right? That's ever actually satiated. But I look at it as everybody played 60 games that season. We were lucky to have a season at all. So it wasn't as if the Dodgers were the only teams that played 60 games. Everybody did. Would they like more? Of course. When you have the talent that you have and the caliber of players and the payroll, although I will go to my grave saying you can have the highest payroll in the world, it does not mean that you're going to have a championship team. It just doesn't work that way. It helps. It helps you get really good players, but it doesn't guarantee anything. But no, it's not a satisfying situation when you only really have one World Series, and a lot of people like yourself put an asterisk next to it because it was a shortened season. You only have one real World Series, you know, back in 1988. So it's been a long time for the Los Angeles Dodgers to get back to where they need to be. And they obviously have the personnel to be able to get it done. What the Dodgers need to do, it's a foregone conclusion for the most part, barring an apocalypse, that the Dodgers are going to be in the postseason. Now, can they get out of the first round? That's the bigger question. And that's where they've had their majority of hiccups the last two seasons.
We're dealing with a little bit of that here, certainly losing to the Phillies 2 years in a row. I will say this about the Dodgers. I think in the last 7-8 years, I don't think I've seen 12 more talented arms. Now, the problem is getting them healthy, keeping them healthy, and a couple of other things thrown on top. Am I crazy to think that it just seems like you guys spit them out? The problem is they just can't stay standing for as long as you would like.
That's true. true. I mean, that's a fair point. Although you look at, you know, injuries across the league, I think the Braves have been hit hard by starting pitching injuries. Tampa Bay has been decimated by starting pitching injuries. Look at the Boston Red Sox right now. 4/5 of their starting rotation, if you consider Lucas Giolito, who hasn't thrown a pitch in 2024 for the Red Sox, 4/5 of their starting rotation's on the injured list. And we're talking, you know, Nick Pivetta, Brian Bello, who they signed to a long-term contract extension. So it is hitting everybody. I mean, that's an epidemic, right? And that's a whole other conversation about why all of these pitchers are going on the IL and a lot of people are having Tommy John surgery. But yes, the Dodgers, to your point, are also dealing with major injuries to major players. Now, they are getting Walker Buehler back this weekend. He is actually going to start not against the Braves, but against the Marlins at Dodger Stadium for his first start in 2024. You know, you still got Clayton Kershaw, first ballot Hall of Famer, that's going to be coming back in the middle of the season. They're going to, you know, he's going to come back fresh with a fresh arm to go towards the, you know, the postseason. That's when they need him back. Bobby Miller has not started throwing. He's not throwing off a mound yet. And where Dave Roberts said it was just a little smoke, apparently maybe it's turning into more of a fire because he's pushed out in terms of when we thought he was coming back. So they do have their injuries. You know, Dustin May is still on the shelf. Tony Gonsolin's still on the shelf. But they did sign Tyler Glasnow. They did sign Yoshinobu Yamamoto. You know, they do have enough pieces. Is it enough? I'm not sure. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see what Walker Buehler actually gives you. This is his second Tommy John surgery. You can't simulate real games, and even in a rehab start. So they'll have to watch and see what they, you know, legitimately can give you.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Alana Rizzo is with us from the MLB Network on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. We talk about it all the time, obviously being the flagship for the Braves, but I would imagine it's a national topic as well. Despite the fact that three big guns in this Braves lineup have struggled, this team still sits at 20-9. It's an amazing anomaly.
It really is. 20-9 for the Braves, 20-13 for the Dodgers. Obviously, you got, you know, a proven guy in Charlie Morton going tonight for the Braves. Gavin Stone, not as proven, not as experienced. But the Braves, what's interesting to me, such a high-powered offense, guys, but they've only averaged 2.8 runs per game with a 187 average against and zero homers while losing three of their last five games. I'm sorry, 187 average as a team. But you know that it's there. You know that the slug is there. You know that they have power hitters up and down the lineup. And what I love about the Braves and what I love about Brian Snitker is he runs the same guys out there every single day. They always know when they're going to play. They always know where they're hitting in the lineup. And it works. And I love that consistency. And I'm just a huge Brian Snitker fan. I don't think the Dodgers have that same luxury just because the bottom of their order is not nearly as good as the bottom of the Braves order. Now, Andy Pahis, a rookie, has given them a bit of a spark, but, you know, they were hoping that Gavin Lux would be the guy that really could have solidified the shortstop position. He didn't have the arm. He didn't have the accuracy. He's kind of scuffled a bit. So that's why Mookie went from being a gold glove right fielder to a probably going to be a gold glove shortstop. I mean, there's no better athlete in the game than Mookie Betts. But, you know, Miguel Rojas is kind of the primary second baseman now, and that wasn't the intent going in. So the bottom part of the order is a worrisome spot, I think, if you're the Dodgers. And also, you know, the back end of the bullpen, which I think it's the bullpen that keeps general managers up at night for every single team. But by and large, I think, minus the top four in the order, I think the Braves actually have the deeper lineup.
And the problem with the bottom of the lineup not doing enough, and this is why you can't, if you're a Braves pitcher, walk anybody, You don't want those top four to get a fifth at bat. Like, to me, that's the goal. Question. Keep them sitting as long as you can, which is why you can't do things at the bottom of the lineup. If there's going to be outs found, make sure you take advantage of that. Here's the number, by the way, Alon, when it comes to home runs. In 2024, the Braves have not hit a home run in 11 of 29 games so far. Last year was 18 of 162.
I mean, didn't they lead the league in home runs last year?
Yeah, they set records. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was insane.
And Acuna, Olsen, and Riley have six combined, and we looked it up. There are a bunch of guys in baseball themselves who have six home runs so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's a slow start to the guys that we're used to seeing hit the ball over the fence all of the time, but it's early. I'm not worried about the Braves. I don't ever worry about the Braves. I really don't. I mean, these are two teams that have it figured out, and you know, those guys will get going. That's what I mean. The depth of the lineup is so much better, in my opinion, with the Braves. I mean, there's guys up with the Dodgers right now that would not have seen a big league field this year unless it was out of necessity, you know. And again, the Dodgers do have a deep farm system, maybe not as deep as what the Orioles have right now, which is just insane what the Orioles are doing. But, you know, it's a little bit different. I mean, this is not the bottom of the order that you were thinking you were going to have. And, you know, Chris Taylor has struggled mightily. Yeah. I don't even think Chris Taylor's hitting over 100. You know, Kike's starting to get his groove. You know, I have to say, though, too, they just had a game in which Shohei Ohtani and Max Muncy were on the bench, and they still, you know, scored six runs. So no one feels sorry for the Dodgers at all, nor should they. You know, and they have both teams have the pieces to make it happen. It's just, you know, how long can this sustain in the postseason? How can they get out of that first round, as I mentioned?
Where do the Dodgers rank with all the teams and the things going on in L.A.? Like, what has this done for them in terms of comparative to everybody else when everybody says there's a lot going on there?
There is. And I had the opportunity to live there, as I said, for 7 years. And you know, we're spoiled. As Dodger fans, and I still consider myself to be one, I mean, full transparency, because I covered them closely for 7 years, you know, we're spoiled. They are in the thick of it every single year. They are perennial contenders. The ownership group spends money. You know, I think the town, the city wants to be very much a football city. I mean, the Rams obviously won the Super Bowl not too far ago. I have to say I'm very pleased that my Denver Nuggets knocked the Lakers out of the NBA finals. That was nice. But, I think it's important. The thing about, you know, they're a big deal there, no question about it. And having Shohei there, makes them an even bigger deal. So, you know, they matter for sure. I think the difference is, you know, with baseball and a stadium as big as Dodger Stadium, it's every single day. You know, football is 17 weeks, you know, there's 17 games or whatever. So they definitely matter. You know, they matter more when they're playing well in the postseason, that's for sure.
All right, Alana, listen, we appreciate the time. Try to keep our friend Chris Russo in check every day on High Heat. We always watch. We always appreciate you coming on. And like I said, hopefully we can do it again real soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime. And nobody in the world can keep Chris Russo in line. That's why he's as good as he is, I guess.
Yeah, he's his own man, that's for sure. All right, Alana, we'll talk soon. Right. Thanks again. Alana Rizzo with us from the MLB Network on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.